This is 5 in 10, 5 topics in about 10 minutes for November 6th from Skywatch TV. I'm Derek Gilbert. Topic number 5 today, the CIA exposed. And sadly, I mean that literally. According to a news story from Yahoo News, in 2013, the CIA had to devote a lot of time and assets to correcting a problem that had been several years in the making. A security breach in the secret internet-based communications system it used to get messages to and from informants around the world. Teams had to work to take down and reconfigure the secret websites used for these communications. Others had to physically retrieve and exfiltrate assets where their covers had been blown. From about 2009 to 2013, the U.S. intelligence community, according to Yahoo News, suffered a crippling intelligence failure related to this communication system. It affected multiple intelligence agencies, congressional intelligence committees, independent contractors working on behalf of intelligence agencies, and internal government watchdogs, all of whom had communications compromised because of a security flaw in this system. This problem, previously unreported, is getting no attention in the major media. There are a couple of reasons for that. Number one, of course, midterm elections kind of sucking all the oxygen out of the room. And by the way, I hope you voted today. But secondly, this story would reflect poorly on those who were in charge of the CIA during this time. Of course, former President Barack Obama, former CIA Director John Brennan, both of whom are now darlings of the liberal media. But according to 11 former intelligence and national security officials interviewed by Yahoo News for this story, this was described as a catastrophic failure. Again, it was reported to the CIA in 2009, but it was ignored until about 2013, after about 24 assets had been killed in China when their covers had been blown. Iran was the first nation to expose this flaw. The problem then spread to other countries that are antagonistic to the United States, like China. And bear in mind that this problem, previously unreported, which began in Iran, occurred just at about the time the Obama administration was negotiating with Iran on its nuclear weapons framework, the Iran nuclear deal. Intelligence officials told Yahoo News that the damage from this potentially global failure was catastrophic and will persist for years. Topic number 4, Ebola. It's just not going away in the Central African Republic, the Republic of Congo, rather, in Central Africa. The death toll now reaching 180. Latest outbreak is spreading in the northeastern part of that country, which is home for a number of armed groups, which, as we told you before, is making it really difficult for medical and aid workers to get a handle on the problem. Of course, that's along the border with Uganda, which could cause a problem if it spreads across the border. The totals for the outbreak now officially about 300 cases, 265 confirmed, 186 deaths all told. Again, you can do the math. The mortality rate on this is very, very high. Almost 2/3 of those who get sick die. The outbreak is the country's 10th. It is the third worst in the history of the Republic of Congo. Uganda on Monday said that Ebola vaccinations for frontline health workers was going to be delayed until today, Wednesday, because they needed to train vaccination staff before administering the vaccines. Topic number 3, praying loved ones into heaven. No, that's not biblical. It's not scriptural. But today I learned something new, which I guess I should have learned. There was a period in my life where I was a Roman Catholic. This first 8-day period of November, November 1st through November 8th, is a period which, over the last 50 years, after an edict issued by Pope Paul VI, Roman Catholics can get a plenary indulgence for loved ones that they think are stuck in purgatory. A plenary indulgence means, essentially, get out of purgatory free. If you go to a cemetery and pray for that loved one and then do a few other things, like receive the Eucharist, go to confession, pray for the Pope, and so on. All Souls Day, November 1st, in Roman Catholic Catechism, commemorates all those who have died and are now in purgatory, being purified before they are allowed into heaven. And again, Roman Catholics are taught official church doctrine now for the last 50 years. If they go to a cemetery and then do these other things, their loved ones will be released from purgatory and sent on to heaven. This doctrine, the doctrine of purgatory, consolidated, solidified during the councils of Florence in 1439 and Trent, which took place between 1545 and 1563. Roman Catholic apologists also point to the apocryphal book of 2 Maccabees, where in chapter 12 it states, "It is therefore a holy and wholesome thought to pray for the dead, that they may be loosed from sins." That's not exactly what the translation says. I guess it depends on which version of 2 Maccabees you're reading. It does say that Judas Maccabeus, who'd led his army into a battle, and some of his soldiers who'd been killed were found to have had idols on about them, or amulets that were idolatrous. And so they had violated the commands of God by chasing after idols, putting other gods before him. And so Judas Maccabeus wanted to make atonement for them. So he sent, took up a collection from his army, sent that on to Jerusalem so that animals could be sacrificed for his soldiers. According to the translation I've got, Judas Maccabeus being referred to here, if he, Judas, were not expecting the fallen to rise again, it would have been superfluous and foolish to pray for the dead. But if he did this with a view to the splendid reward that awaits those who had gone to rest in godliness, it was a holy and pious thought. So, 2 Maccabees doesn't actually describe the doctrine of purgatory, as Roman Catholic apologists suggest. It does express a hope or a belief among Jews during the Second Temple period that maybe a righteous man can atone for the sins of a sinner on their behalf, substitutionary atonement. However, what we know from Scripture, i.e. the New Testament and the teachings of Jesus Christ and the apostles, is that a noble thought or the actions of a noble man like Judas Maccabeus, the value of his money or the shedding of the blood of ritually sacrificed animals, cannot buy someone into heaven. It is appointed unto a man once to die, and from there judgment. You don't get prayed out of purgatory, which doesn't exist, or hell, after you draw your last breath on this earth. And topic number two, we turn now to the Lutheran Church, or at least a subset of Lutherans. The most famous pastor in the Evangelical Lutheran Church of America, Nadia Boltz-Weber, said in an interview recently that it's okay to view pornography as long as it's ethically sourced porn. Ethically sourced? What, free trade? I'm confused by that statement. Quoting her from this interview, "There are those who say it's sexual immorality, but if you take liberals and conservatives who show outrage and made a Venn diagram of those who consume pornography, you'd see a huge overlap." Well, yeah, it's called hypocrisy, and all of us are guilty of it. Doesn't make it right. She continues, "I'm not going to shame people when they already feel ashamed. If we took shame out of the fact that people like erotic imagery, the compulsive behavior around consuming pornography would decrease." Well, no. Viewing pornography has a similar effect on the human brain as consuming cocaine. Floods the pleasure centers of the brain, and it leads to addiction. The Bible tells us that viewing somebody and lusting after them, that when that person is not your spouse, is adultery. And not like adultery, it's not symbolic of adultery, it is adultery in the eyes of God. I'm not sure where she is drawing her theology from, but it is not from the Bible. Now, she is right that the enemy, principalities, powers, cosmic rulers of this present darkness, does use shame as a weapon to drive a wedge between us and our Creator. That is true. You get lured into a sin, the enemy plays on that guilt, then God could never love a sinner like you. Well, that's a lie from the pit of hell. She is also correct when she says that over the centuries, church teachings have been responsible for causing a lot of harm and a lot of pain. But that's always when those church teachings deviate from the teachings of Jesus Christ. And Ms. Boltz-Weber, this is one of those teachings. Topic number one. Yes, the election. We couldn't get by the midterm election day without at least making reference to it. Bear in mind that every year, every 2 years now, since about 1992 when Bill Clinton got elected, we've been hearing that this is the most importantest election ever. Now, it is important to get out and vote. As a citizen of this republic, the greatest in history, we have a duty to cast votes for our elected representatives. So I'm not belittling the political process. This is how our daily lives are governed. So yes, this is very important. But the pro wrestling that goes on connected to politics is intended to get us stirred up and angry at one another, with the goal of the politicians being support for them. So just always bear that in mind. Enthusiasm among voters on both major parties, Republican and Democrat, riding very high. Early election results, people who voted early, way beyond what we've seen in other elections. In our small precinct here, in our rural corner of Missouri, the Missouri Ozarks, yes, election turnout very heavy. The beauty part about living in the country is that even with a very heavy turnout, there's no line at the poll. So, Republicans, Democrats, both doing everything they can to get the vote out early. Interestingly, almost everybody in the major media is calling for a blue wave for Democrats to take back the House of Representatives. Now, that could result in several potential outcomes, one of which is that there's just total gridlock. Nothing gets done. The president gets impeached. If Republicans do hold on to the House of Representatives, then President Trump and his advisors may feel, well, hey, whatever he's doing politically is unorthodox, but it's working. So let's just let Trump be Trump. Whatever happens, God is not surprised. He's seen all of this coming, and he's got it. Rasmussen reports, the only major polling outfit among all of the professional prognosticators calling for Republicans to hang out of the House. That's significant because Rasmussen was the only polling outfit that called President Trump's election in 2016 when everyone else said Hillary was a deadlock to win. What to watch tonight? Kentucky's 6th Congressional District. President Trump won this district, which is near Lexington, by 15 points 2 years ago. Democrats have nominated a retired Marine Corps fighter pilot, Amy McGrath, against a 3-term Republican incumbent, Andy Barr. The race, rated as a toss-up. If the Democrat wins, McGrath wins early on, this could be a sign that, maybe there is a blue wave coming and Democrats will take the House. The Senate race in Indiana. Donald Trump won Indiana by 19 points 2 years ago. The incumbent is a Democrat, Joe Donnelly. Polling show him about even with the GOP challenger, Mike Braun. If Donnelly loses, it will be very difficult for Democrats to take the Senate. West Virginia Senate, the incumbent is Democratic Senator Joe Manchin. He did vote in favor of Justice Brett Kavanaugh during the confirmation hearings. But this is a state that Donald Trump won by 42 percentage points in 2016. Republican Patrick Morrissey trailing slightly in the polls, but a loss for Joe Manchin here would make it almost impossible for Democrats to take the Senate. Governor's race in Ohio, interestingly, it's a toss-up between Democrat Richard Cordray and the Republican Attorney General there, Mike DeWine. Donald Trump won Ohio by 8 points in 2016. The 9th Congressional District in North Carolina, conservative pastor Mark Harris, the Republican nominee, the incumbent there, was a Republican, but Harris upset the incumbent in the primaries, so this race now kind of a toss-up. Democrat Dan McCready is the challenger there. The Florida governor's race getting a lot of national attention. Democrat Andrew Gillum facing Republican Representative Ron DeSantis. In the Florida Senate race there, the incumbent Democratic Senator Bill Nelson holding off a challenge from the outgoing GOP Governor Rick Scott. That will be an interesting race to watch. Here in our home state, Missouri, Democratic incumbent Claire McCaskill facing a challenge from Josh Hawley, who's the attorney general here in Missouri. Hawley is polling slightly ahead, but again, this is it's within the margin of error, tough to call. But if Hawley beats Senator McCaskill, Republicans will probably hang on to the Senate. Other races in New York to watch, congressional district, the North Dakota Senate race, Democratic incumbent Heidi Heitkamp, probably going to be defeated by the Republican challenger, Kevin Cramer. This one considered the most vulnerable seat among the Democratic incumbents. The Texas Senate race, of course, you probably have seen a lot about this on the news. The Republican incumbent, Ted Cruz, facing a strong challenge from Democratic Representative Beto O'Rourke, who's raised an incredible $70 million. $70 million, but as one pundit put it, Beto is only winning in a state that doesn't exist yet. That is, he's very, very popular with Democrats outside of Texas who can't vote there legally. The Nevada Senate race, the incumbent Republican, Dean Heller, facing a tough challenge from Democratic Representative Jackie Rosen. It doesn't help Senator Heller that he's had a very touchy relationship with Donald Trump, testy relationship, maybe a better way of putting it. So he's not exactly the most popular guy among Republicans at the moment. So anyway, these are the things to watch tonight as far as the key races go. My guess, Republicans hold the Senate, lose the House, and we wind up with 2 years of gridlock leading up to 2020. But I could be wrong. I was wrong 2 years ago. Regardless, God's not going to be wrong. He already knows. And regardless of how the results play out tonight, remember that tomorrow we are still biblically commanded to pray for our elected officials, regardless of whether we voted for them or not. And then we can go back to our prime mission, which is making disciples of all nations. And we can do that regardless of which political party holds the House of Representatives. Get our daily reports and our weekly programming sent directly to your smartphone or tablet. It's a free app, a free mobile app for iOS, Android, Windows Phone, Amazon Kindle Fire tablet. We've got links to all of those app stores at skywatchtv.com up there in the top menu bar. You'll find all of my stuff at derekpgilbert.com, including my new podcast. Well, it's not a new podcast. I've been doing it since 2009, but I'm going back to doing it live on Sunday nights. So you'll find a link there at derekpgilbert.com. Join me, by the way, on social media. You'll find links to my Twitter feed, my Facebook page, and also join me on a new social media site called oneway.com, O-N-E-W-A-Y.com. If you like Facebook, but you hate all of the ads and the way Facebook keeps feeding you stuff that, you know, you didn't want to see, then I think you'll like oneway.com. So check that out and look for me there under Derek P. Gilbert. Thank you for watching as we keep watch. I'm Derek Gilbert, and this is 5 in 10 from Skywatch TV.
Cutting-edge analysis of end times prophecy on the very ground where it all unfolds. It's the Skywatch TV Wars of the Gods Tour of Israel, May 12th through 23rd, 2019, hosted by Derek and Sharon Gilbert. And Pastor Carl Gallups, best-selling author of Gods and Thrones and Gods of Ground Zero, Messianic Rabbi Zev Perot of Messiah of Israel Ministries, and filmmakers Justin and Wes Fall, producers of the Hollow Earth Chronicles. This is a once-in-a-lifetime tour of the Holy Land from Mount Hermon to the Dead Sea. You'll walk in Jesus' footsteps on the battlegrounds of the supernatural war with preaching and teaching along the way. Shiloh, Bethel, Mount Carmel, Nazareth, the Jordan River, the Mount of Olives, Sea of Galilee, the Garden of Gethsemane, and Jerusalem, where the final battle will be fought for God's Mount of Assembly, Zion. The Skywatch TV Wars of the Gods Tour of Israel. Reserve your place now. For information and registration, log on to LipkinTours.com. That's LipkinTours.com.
Legendary miniature horse trainer and president of the Seven Oaks Farm, Lisa Mode, is nationally recognized for her qualification and training methodologies. She's partnered with Nita Horn and Whispering Ponies Ranch to bring you the definitive, brand new, six-disc Miniature Therapy Horses 101 training program with companion book. Designed with visual learners in mind, this beautiful multi-DVD training program and companion book will prepare you with everything you need to know about selecting the right miniature horse and creating your own therapy program. The difference between trainers and handlers, horse health and safety, making visits with your miniature therapy horse, hands-on training with lead or groundwork, and so much more. Also included, the bonus DVD, A Look into the World of Miniature Therapy Horses, where you'll see firsthand the power of therapeutic miniature horses in action. And in addition to the printed version of the Miniature Therapy Horses 101 companion book, you'll also receive a digital backup copy on PDF. But we're just getting started. When you order the Miniature Therapy Horses 101 special offer from the Skywatch TV store, you'll also receive free The Day I Died, the book by popular rodeo cowboy and television actor Freddie Vest, as he walks you step by step through his miraculous journey from sudden death while on horseback during a calf roping competition to the gates of heaven and back again. And that's not all. You'll also receive free the best-selling book, Do Our Pets Go to Heaven, by Dr. Thomas Horn and Terry James, who believe there is biblical contention surrounding the concept that our furry loved ones will be joining us in heaven. The six-disc Miniature Therapy Horse 101 training program with companion book and digital backup copy on PDF. The Day I Died and Do Our Pets Go to Heaven hold a retail value of over $85. Yours now for your donation of only $35 plus shipping and handling. We won't be able to offer this phenomenal curriculum at this price for very long. So please, take advantage of this incredible offer now for you or the horse lover you know. The Miniature Therapy Horse Training 101 special offer, available now at SkywatchTVStore.com. Order now or call 1-844-750-4985.